underestimating the difficulty of the assignment will get you in trouble. Underestimating the difficulty of the assignment is in part a fault of our own mentors, because they often made it look easier than it really was. Not wanting to murmur and complain, they made it look more simplistic, but when you actually took the job, when you actually had the baby, when you actually got married, when you actually started the business, when you actually started the career, it was not as glamorous as dating it. Dating is far more glamorous than marriage. Dating is filled with Tic Tacs and deodorant and cologne and nicety. Marriage got bad breath. Sharp words, unexpected situations. It's too cold in here. Turn the heat up. It's too hot. For my people over 50, it's too hot. Turn it down. The discrepancies in our comfort has become so paramount that now we sleep in the same bed, but we got different sides. So you can tilt up while I tilt down, and you can regulate the temperature because we can't even agree on the temperature in the room. We do not understand that hard places are given to strong people. The question is, can God trust you with a hard place? I know He can trust you when everything is falling into place, but can He trust you in a layoff? Can He trust you through a repossession and you're moving back in with your mama? Where is your praise now? While your enemies are saying, where is your God is saying, where is your praise? Or do you only love me when I play Santa Claus in your life? As long as I'm coming down the chimney, you got cookies. But what happens when God does not show up the way you expected Him to show up, in the form you expected Him to show up in? Can you still be assigned and uncomfortable? Can you be assigned and be miserable? Now, I'm not talking about the things you assign yourself to. Because some of this stuff you got into, God didn't assign you to. Your lusts assign you to it. Your sin assign you to it. Your pride assign you to it. Your ego assign you to it. Your overinflated confidence assign you to it. But I'm talking about the times that God has assigned you to a hard place, and you're rebuking the devil and pleading the blood and trying to cast out devils that are absent from the situation, because it was all right in spring and summer and fall, but now winter has set in and you're not dressed for a hard place. I'm wondering if you understand, if it were easy, anyone could do it. I said, if it were easy, anyone could do it. If it were easy, anyone could be a great parent. If it were easy, anyone could be a great husband. If it were easy, anyone could be a great wife. Truth of the matter is, some of y'all are hard to be married to. Just keep looking straight ahead. I'm gonna get you through it without a scratch. Hard mothers-in-law. Yeah, I know they're coming over for dinner next week. It's gonna be all right. Hard father-in-law. And now you got to serve somebody who complains about everything you do. That's not the way I make my potato salad. What did you put in this? Assigned to a hard place. Assigned to a boss who gives you a task to do, takes all the credit and never acknowledges you. Assigned to a hard place. You drive to work speaking in tongues because you consider the job you prayed for speaking in tongues. Now you're speaking in tongues trying to endure the answer God gave you because now you realize that the paycheck doesn't matter because I'm assigned to a hard place. You don't yet realize that people are fickle. So you bought into their praises and you brought into their adoration and you bought into you were liked and you were accepted and you were loved and you were appreciated and you were validated and you didn't understand that people are fickle. These are the same people that Moses stopped from dying by lifting up the brazen serpent in the wilderness. These are the same people that Moses prayed till bread loaves fell from heaven. These are the same people that Moses casts a tree into the bitter waters of Marah and caused him to drink healthily. These are the same people that an 80-year-old man was walking through the wilderness and he had not had a drink of water either. No empathy for the fact that Moses' mouth is dry. No empathy for the fact that Moses is just as depleted and older. These are the generations born in the wilderness. They're half his age, young enough to be his children, maybe a quarter of his age, and they are complaining about an old man who never made them go from Egypt. This is a man that prayed in such a way that not one of their children died while all of the Egyptian firstborn sons were destroyed. But we get amnesia when we get uncomfortable. Oh, you don't believe it, but keep living. People will forget everything you did because of one thing you did and throw you completely away. These are the same people who are cajoling him and attacking him and blaming him and assaulting him. They're the same people who later will cry at the bottom of the mountain because he's dead. Because we deified the dead while we crucify the living. Some people don't get wonderful till they get gone. Ooh, my God. They're not really appreciated until you roll over and that side of the bed is empty. I'm talking about the fickleness of people. The procurement of the promise doesn't negate problems. With every promise we just got through shouting about, They will not come without problems and obstacles and setbacks and delays and trauma and adversity. You thought you were going to eat the figs and the pomegranates without stress? You thought you would drink the water without dryness? And by the way, you are not the only one who's thirsty. Everybody in the text is thirsty. The people are thirsty. Moses is thirsty. God is thirsty for the praises of his people. He has nothing to drink but complaint. And everyone in the text is dry and still moving. You're not a full-grown man until you can walk dry. You're not a real woman until you can walk dry. Dry meaning your needs are not being met, legitimate needs. Dry meaning you don't get things the way you want them to be. Dry meaning you can't control the external circumstances around your life, and you must make progress under pressure. Progress under pressure. Is there anybody in here that knows what it's like to make progress under pressure? And yes, we get frustrated over our haters because our haters think our walk was easier than it was, and they envy us for things they would not endure, that they could have had, but they quit. They died in the wilderness. But with parched lips and a dry tongue, they kept on moving. One thing I have learned in life is keep it moving. Keep it moving. Do not sit down and bask in how you feel about it, to the degree that you delay your assignment. Investigating your emotions should not delay your assignment.